Now, when you start rocking that high top fade, everybody start rocking that. Did you start?
Yeah, yeah. Pull out your photo out, man. Let me see one of your 80s photos.
You know, I had one for a little while. Everybody was rocking that joint.
That's love, baby. That's love. Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy because, I mean, I asked for one after seeing Larry Blackman from Cameo. You know?
No doubt. Larry wrote that thing, too.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we had to find out who was the first one rocking that thing.
Yeah, I mean, first I've seen was Larry Blackman, you know, but you know, his wasn't as pretty as mine, man. That's all, you know.
Now, how did you wind up going solo?
Well, I was with a crew in high school, with my DJ, Mr. C. A crew called the Magnum Force. And, you know, we was like really dedicated to what we was doing. So it ended up being, you know, just me and Mr. C. So when I established the recording deal, you know, that's the way we kept it, you know, with just me and Mr. C. And then we brought the dancers in, School and Scrap, you know. But, okay. Yeah.
And that was your first solo album?
All my albums are solo albums. You know,
all
I
your
mean,
albums were solo albums.
Yeah, all my albums are solo albums. Yeah.
All right. So once you got out the group, you stayed out.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like with the Juice Crew, it's like with them, it was like we were a unit, but you know, we would be on each other's songs, but we never actually did a whole project together. You know, like right. On a Marley Marl album, me, Kool G Rap, Master Ace and Craig G did the symphony. You know, me and Biz did a song called Just Rhyme with Biz on my album. Biz and Shantae had Death Fresh Group. So, you know, we would do, you know, projects, you know, songs together, but we never did like a full album of all of us. Like how Wu-Tang did, we never did nothing like that.
Oh, okay. What project was your favorite that you ever did?
My second album, It's a Big Daddy Thing. That was my favorite.
Yeah, when you started that, did you know you was gonna have the kind of success that you had with it, or you felt it?
Yeah, because like, I mean, after the first album, you know, we was touring the world and things was, you know, like so many amazing things were starting to happen, and you know, as I said earlier, like you know, I had seen more at that point. You know, I had traveled the world, so I had so much more to talk about. You know, so much more to say, so many other things to address, you know. So I was like, oh, yeah, this time I got you, you know.
No doubt. When Smooth Operator came out, man, you changed the game with that joint.
I had a great time, man, recording that song because it was like a dream I always had, you know, to use that All Night Long beat. And I had just wrote something for Rick, like maybe like a year or two prior. I wrote something for Rick James. And when I reached out to him, I was like, tell him, yeah, I want to do this, you know, but I want to use Mary Jane Girl's sample, you know, can you make sure that it get cleared for me? And Rick was like, you know, use any of them bitches shit. You can use any of them bitches shit. I don't at all. Nigga, use this in my house. It was a bigger record. You know, I'm like, nah, All Night Long is what I want. That's it. Yeah. So Rick gave me the green light, and man, the rest was history, baby.
Yeah, you had the privilege of meeting Rick James, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah, thanks to Roxanne Shante. You know, she called me in, and they was doing a song together called Lucy's Rap.
Yeah, that's dope. Rick was always one of my favorites, you know. Some of his songs just so damn classic that
it's crazy. Oh, hell yeah. Nah, Rick was a beast, man. And I mean, like, just one of the coolest down-to-earth brothers you can meet. You know? I mean, yeah.
After that record came out, you became a real ladies' man. Playboy magazine, and how did that make you feel?
It's the same way it made you feel.
Hey, this your interview, man. I'm interviewing you today.
But this ain't no new story, though. This ain't no new story. You already know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I loved it. I loved it, man.
Yeah. Me too. So you already know.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you hook up with Madonna?
We were visiting hospitals. Like, Warner Brothers sent us on this promo tour. It was me, Madonna, and Color Me Bad. And, you know, like, she was just real friendly and cordial. And then after the last hospital, she told me that she was doing this book and, you know, said that she would like for me to be in it. And I would, like, you know, I would be honored. And she was like, well, it's going to pretty much be like nude photos. And I'm like, you know, well, shit, even better, you know. And we just made it happen, you know. But she was mad cool, mad down to earth, man.
For sure, for sure. You also hooked up with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, I got a call back in the days to do this mixtape with Jazzo. And when I came through to do the tape, Jazz said, yo, can my man rhyme on it? Which ended up being Jay-Z. And afterwards, you know, they came talk to me and was like, yo, we trying to get Jazz a new deal. Do you mind working with him to help establish him a new deal? And I was like, honestly, I kind of like the little light-skinned dude better, man. I'm like, you know, can I work with him? So, you know, me and Jay ended up connecting and, you know, went in the studio and started recording songs. And then when I went on tour with Patti LaBelle, and, you know, I saw how she would do like 3 or 4 outfit changes during the show. I'm like, oh, nobody doing this in hip hop. So when I came back to start my tour, I called Jay-Z and another brother named Positive K. He was like, yo, y'all need to come on the road with me. I got an idea. So I would bring them out in the middle of the show and let them freestyle on stage while I'd be in the back changing outfits, you know? But I mean, yeah. But that's how we connected, though.
So you had a hand in getting Jay-Z the way he at today?
I don't think so. I mean, I tried to shop his music, but I mean, you know, back then that's when he was doing that fast rapping stuff. You know? So I mean, you know, had I got a deal for Jay-Z back then in the early 90s with that fast rapping stuff, his career may not have been what it is today, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, you know, what he did when he, I guess, stepped aside and figured out a different approach to come out talking the street game, slow his flow down. You know, I think that, you know, that's what really made him the Jay-Z that he is today. So, I mean, I don't want to, you know, take credit for that man legacy, you know, that, you know, that, you know, that I feel like, you know, he created, you know, with his own vision, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, the way I look at life, if you put one drop of water in the bucket, and the bucket started to run over, then you help. So it don't matter how much you did or how little you did. You know, if you gave a, you know, somebody a break, because you never know what break it was or what hit broke the rock. You know what I'm saying? You can hit it 1,000 times and it may not break or crack, and you hit it 1,001 and at one time it cracked. But if you don't start, then it never happens. So, you know, in my opinion, you did assist him in his career, even how little it may have been. We still count that as assisting.
That's love. And, I feel that way. I feel like I did, you know, assist in a way. But I mean, you know, but you know, it is what
no
it is.
No big deal. Know? No big deal. You just do that. That's just how you do things.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like I have a career because Biz believed in me. I mean, this is a dude that I walked up and said, yo, I want a battle. And at the end of the battle, he wasn't mad. He wanted to help me get a record deal, help me have a career. So therefore, you know, down the line, you know, I just try to pay it forward. You know, when I seen young cats, Jay-Z, Old Dirty Bastard, Shaheem, the Rugged Child, these are all artists that I would, you know, take under my wing and try to, you know, help them, you know, with their career and support them and, you know, tell them the ins and outs, you know. Because someone was there for me in the beginning. You feel me?
Like a G should. That's what G's do.
Indeed.